There's a tendency, especially that people are chozim b'tshuva, to look for new songs. So you could come to a guy's house and he'll show you how Dror Yikra goes with jingle bells. Dror Yikra leven yimbatim, right? Okay. And if not, I'll show you how it could fit the Beatles tune, right? Dror Yikra leven yimbatim. Okay. So there are all kinds of neat things you could do with Dror Yikra, and there are neat things you could do with Shir HaMalos. So he'll show you how Shir HaMalos could go with the national anthem. And they'll tell you the history that once upon a time they were speaking about making Shir HaMalos the national anthem. And this is all very interesting things. But, and here's the big but. My goal, for you guys, my goal is that you can build good, normal Jewish homes. And part of building a good, normal Jewish home is to stick to what other people are doing. So that your kid doesn't walk away from your Shabbos table. And when he visits his friend's house, he doesn't know any of the Shabbos songs. And when his friends come, they say, boy, what a weird house. They don't sing all the traditional Jewish songs. So even though these things are nice, there's an aspect where it's good to stick to tradition because then your children will come out more normal. So that's why, even though there are a lot of tunes I could teach you, I also like these things. I could tell you all kinds of tunes, how this goes with that and that goes with this. But I would recommend that we try to stick to the traditional so that our kids will grow up in a traditional home, not just as far as how we perform mitzvot, but also as far as how the home looks.